It's always great seeing the Raiders give back during the holiday season. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Chris Townsend. Let's go back to last Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to swallow looking at that game.
Yeah, Raider Nation wasn't very happy about it. And obviously the officiating didn't go the Raiders' way. And then the way it ended with Derek Carr trying to make a play and it just didn't work out. And really the dagger to the season. And really when you look at that game, it kind of tells you, it's kind of like an overview of how the season has gone. It was just a very rough one, and really for the Raiders, you know, 2017, not good.
Well, it's all about results in the NFL. Have you seen an improvement from this team in the second half?
I think we've seen a definite improvement with Pagano being the defensive coordinator. All of a sudden, the Raiders are getting pressure, they're getting sacks, and it's a rush and cover league. So, you know, through the first 10 games, when you only had 14 sacks and the least amount in the NFL, that's not good. So, definitely with the defense, and I think last game even Jack talked about it, that Derek's starting to look like Derek a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, where he had that big run, he had a couple big runs, and he almost had that run at the end of the game to win the game. So he looked more like himself. So I would say there's a little bit of improvement, not good enough, but there's a little bit of improvement.
So the Raiders head to Philly this week. They have the Chargers to end the season. What do you need to see from this team over the final 2 weeks?
I would like to see the offense get back into rhythm and look like they did last year. You know, this team last year, remember all those late wins and the way Derek played and he was a gunslinger? And no matter what obstacle you put in front of them last year, they just went right over that obstacle. I want to see that team again. More shots down the field. I want to see, because let's face it, when they score 20 or more points, they win. When they don't score 20, they lose. So that's, you know, I need to see more points and I need to see more rhythm to the offense and taking more shots downfield. And I want to see Derek Carr look like Derek Carr 2016, not 2017.
So a lot of people in the Silver and Black working this Christmas holiday.
Yes.
You're doing radio.
Yes.
What are your plans?
We will be at Blue 42 Sports Lounge in Walnut Creek.
Okay.
We'll have Raiders opening drive with Bill Romanowski, and then I'll be taking your phone calls Christmas night on Raiders Extra Point. Hey, it's the business we're in. You know, we work on Thanksgivings and Christmas, and that's just sports. But hopefully with a Raider victory in Philly. Philly's a good team. If they win, they're going to clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs in the NFC. So the Raiders got something to play for this Christmas.
Please tell me that you guys are going to have the matching ugly sweaters. I mean, you can get them downstairs in the team store.
I don't know if you didn't see last home game.
Okay.
I was wearing the lighted sweater on the field with Lincoln Kennedy.
So you're one step ahead of
me.
Oh,
I have that sweater.
They sell it in Lincoln size?
No, I have it.
Oh, okay.
And the funny thing was, as I came out with the lights on, Lincoln's like, you're not going to do it. I went, oh, yeah.
I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah. I will be in that sweater on Christmas Day, no question.
All right. Well, happy holidays, Townie. Thanks
you
for
too.
Taking the time. More to come on the Silver and Black Show.